Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the Georgia World Congress Center for Radio Row, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products and Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Now, here are your hosts, David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Joining us now on SB Nation Radio is James Harrison. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion and a former NFL Player of the Year. Fantastic to have you with us here. You're joining David and Carla here on the Boss and the Gloss. Let's start with your memorable moment in the Super Bowl, a 100-yard return, the biscuit to the house.
Right.
And you're celebrating that. This is the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary, and I teamed up with Hardee's to what we call the Biscuit to the House campaign. And if someone returns an interception for a touchdown in this game, then they're going to give away free biscuits for 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, February 8th. So
love some free biscuits.
Yes,
that's
definitely
a good setup.
Good, real good. Like your grandmama used to make, you know?
Hardee's will do it that way, absolutely.
Yeah, from scratch.
Do they have to make it look as good as you did?
All they got to do is get there, and we getting free sausage biscuits for all of Friday morning.
All right, that's a deal. Okay,
so James has the record for the longest run, touchdown run.
Yeah, longest interception return, yes.
It's interception return.
In Super Bowl history. It's
off of Kurt Warner. He ran it back 100 yards. Fantastic play. The biscuit to the house, and Hardee celebrating that, his 10-year anniversary.
Okay, James, you played for some pretty amazing coaches. Mm-hmm. Bill Cowher, Mike Tomlin, and then ending your career with Bill Belichick.
Right.
Tell us some ins and outs of these guys. Who are your favorites? Who do you enjoy playing with the most?
I enjoy playing with all of them. I think the most strict and disciplined one was probably Bill.
Belichick?
Yeah. I forgot. It's two Bills.
Two Bills. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just probably Belichick. But as long as you have no problem with, you know, following direction and you know, sticking to a strict regimented program, you have no problem with that. The second, you know, strictest guy would be Cowher and then Tomlin. Cowher is, you know, I only had a few years with him, but he was a coach's player, but he was also, you know, still very disciplined. Mike was, you know, more open to letting his players do what what it is that they felt they needed to do. And I think that just comes from him being a younger coach at the time when he first got in.
Right. So what do you make of what's going on in Pittsburgh right now? What would you still – let's put you, James. Let's put you at the helm. You're the GM. You're advising Mike Tomlin. You've got the Le'Veon Bell drama. You've got now –
I don't consider Le'Veon Bell to be drama. I consider that to be a contract negotiation that didn't work out in the favor of, you know, what they wanted to do. Obviously, each man has his own you know, opinions and feelings on what he should make. And, you know, I'd have no problem with what Le'Veon did or is doing, because at the end of the day, that's another man that is trying to make a living for him and his family. And just because you offer someone something doesn't mean they have to take it. And I think that's where a lot of the fan base has turned against him, because they're fans of the Steelers. They're not fans of Le'Veon Bell. I'm a fan of each individual person that I know. I want everyone to get what they feel they deserve or what the market says they should get. And that's where fans have the disconnect. They're so stuck to the fan part of being the Steelers or whatever organization it is that they can't personally connect with that person as being a person instead of just being somebody that plays for the organization.
And they're not in the trenches like you are, like
Le'Veon
is.
Yeah.
So it's tough. It's coming from a different place.
We're talking to James Harrison. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, former NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So I'd love to go back. When I think of you and your career, I think of the Steelers. Steelers had a good season, but obviously didn't get where they wanted to go. What would you like to see them do this offseason?
For me, they just need to all get on one page and come to an understanding and communicate and, you know, basically just put everything on the table and have open communication. I think that's the only way that they're going to have a chance of actually mending things together, if it is a possibility of doing it then. As far as what I would do, I don't have to do nothing. I'm not there. That's a good thing.
Is Mike Tomlin a player's coach?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it strikes me from afar, and I'm not intimate to that, obviously, mm-hmm. but that he's a guy who would unite a locker room and build cohesion on a team.
I don't think how I put that. I mean, yeah, it is his job. That's his position. You know, that's part of the things that he has to do. But it's kind of hard if everyone isn't treated the same, I'll say. I mean, you know, he has a what's up, boy? He has a saying that, you know, he's going to treat everyone fair, but he's not going to treat everyone the same. He's going to treat everyone fair. He's not going to treat everyone the same.
Right.
So for different players, that's different things. And I think it's come at a point now where that treatment has boiled into different relationships with different players or whatever it may be, relationships with him.
Sure.
And that same thing happens in Seattle, too, with Pete Carroll. You know, the Legion of Boom felt like, really, he favored Russell Wilson in that offense, and the defense was saying, how about us? How did you get in that position? So it is an interesting way for a coach to treat, I like how you said it, treat everyone the same, but, you know, with different emphasis. I want to ask you, too, James, so you and Ben Roethlisberger have had an interesting start before you got to the Steelers. It was your last college game,
mm-hmm.
and you sacked him on 3rd and 4. Mm-hmm. To secure the win for Miami for Kent State.
He was Miami of Ohio.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. How's your relationship with Ben, and do you like him as the guy under center to take Pittsburgh to the next place?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, he's done it already. You know, I have a great relationship with Ben. You know, we still talk, communicate. You know, I have all the confidence, you know, in the world that he could do it. You know, he's done it twice already.
Does he want to do it, do you think, any longer?
Yeah.
He never gives a full answer. He's always leaves a little
open. He gave a full
open.
Answer. He said, I'm here for the next 4 to 5 years, you know? You know, that was the last thing, you know, I heard. And even as recently as when the season ended, you know, he said he's coming back. So, I mean, years before that, yeah, you would get the, you know, about how my body feels
right.
and so on and so forth. So, obviously, he must be feeling good right now.
Good. Well, that's good for Steeler Nation.
We're talking to James Harrison, two-time Super Bowl champion. Let me ask you, I'd love to get one more look at Belichick as he prepares for the big game this week. You played underneath him. What makes him so good at scheming? What do you expect to see out of his defense this week?
I expect him to go in and take away the things that L.A. does good and try and make them do better at the things they don't do so well at. If I take away what you do good and your focus has been that all year, then it's kind of hard for you to go out there and execute your game plan, because no one's going to play to their weaknesses.
Right.
No one's going to practice to them. So I think, you know, that's what he'll have to do. And, of course, you know, Tom will have to go out there and be Tom.
And he will.
Yeah.
He doesn't. It's just if LA's got the same game plan to take away New England's things, although, you know, pressuring him in the pocket.
But see, that's something else, too, though. See, New England's offense will say, okay, you're taking this away.
We've got this.
We'll take this.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You can't defend everything. In every defense, there's a weakness. And if you have a coach or a quarterback, coordinator that can see those things and exploit those, then, yeah, you're going to get your plays here, there. It may be to where, hey, I got to throw a 6-yard check down and let my running back scurry for another 6 or 7. It may be a game where I hit it for a 30, 40-yard bomb, you know, 4 or 5 times, you know, a game. it's all dependent, and whatever it is that you
whatever
take away, he's going to work.
Right.
He's going to work with whatever it is that you didn't take away.
All right, that's James Harrison. James, thanks so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Happy anniversary on The Biscuit in the House.
Thank you.
The Biscuit and a Half. Yeah, that was a big moment and a fun celebration. 10-year anniversary of his big play.
If you're going to get an interception, you better have run it back 100 yards. That's cooler than cool.
All right, we'll be right back with Pat McAfee on SB Nation Radio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.